Chapter 8. The Escape.
The governor of California is here today,
says Sergeant Gonzalez.
Good, says Captain Ramon. I must speak to him.
Good morning, Captain Ramon,
says the governor.
I have your letter. Thank you for the information about the Pulido family. They are Zorro's friends. They are traitors. We must put them in prison and kill them. They are dangerous.
What a good idea! My soldiers can arrest them today, says the captain.
A group of soldiers goes to the Pulido Hacienda. They arrest Don Carlos, Donna Catalina, and Lolita. They take them to prison. Don Carlos is furious. His wife and daughter cry. When Don Diego hears about this, he goes to the governor. He asks him,
why is the Pulido family in prison?
The governor answers,
they are Zorro's friends. They help and protect him. They are traitors.
I cannot believe this. I know them. They are honest people. They don't help bandits,
says Don Diego.
You are wrong, Don Diego. They must be punished. The punishment for traitors is death,
says the governor. Early in the evening, Zorro sends a message to the Avengers. The message says,
meet me at midnight at the lake. Bring your swords and pistols. Pass the word to everyone.
At midnight, Zorro and the Avengers meet at the lake. Every Avenger has a mask on his face. Zorro says,
we are here to rescue Don Pulido and his family. They must escape from prison. They are innocent. We must be silent. Enter the prison and help them. Francisco, you take Don Carlos to the village of Pala. Jose, you take Donna Catalina to the Vega Hacienda. I want to take Lolita to Friar Felipe. They must hide for a few days.
Zorro and the Avengers rescue the Pulido family. Don Carlos and Donna Catalina reach their destination. The soldiers follow Zorro and Lolita. Zorro's horse is very fast. Zorro and Lolita arrive at Friar Felipe's hacienda. Zorro says,
can Lolita stay here with you for a few days? She is in danger.
Yes, I can protect her,
says Friar Felipe. Zorro kisses Lolita and says,
always remember that I love you.
Then he rides away on his horse.